Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul wrote, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are a number of things about the work of God the Holy Spirit that are difficult, if not impossible, to grasp. In fact, in John chapter 3, Jesus compares the work of the Holy Spirit to the wind. Where does it come from? Where is it going? How exactly does it work? We see evidence of its activity, but there is so much we don't understand. In the same way, we don't understand exactly how God saves us through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Although there are things about the Spirit's work that remain beyond human understanding, there is one thing concerning His work about which God wants you to be crystal clear. God the Holy Spirit works through the truth of the gospel. The fact that you are a brother or sister in faith is not due to your ethnic or social status. It is not the result of a fortunate set of circumstances or an accumulation of admirable accomplishments. You are a brother or sister in faith. You are a child of God because the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart and life through the truth of the gospel. This truth has implications for your ongoing sanctification under the influence of the Spirit. If you don't want your faith to grow, if, in fact, you want your faith to suffer, if you want your faith to weaken and shrivel, if you want your faith to die, then reduce your exposure to or separate yourself from the means the Holy Spirit uses to create and strengthen faith. Separate yourself from the gospel in word and sacrament. For as surely as the Holy Spirit works through the truth of the gospel, so surely does your neglect of the gospel cause great harm to your faith. If, however, you don't want your faith to shrivel and die, if in fact you want your faith to grow, if you want your faith to be strengthened and thrive, if you want your faith to be living and active, then stay in touch with the means the Holy Spirit uses to create and strengthen faith. Seek and seize opportunities to be immersed in and washed over by the gospel. Stay connected to God's Word. For as surely as the Holy Spirit works through the truth of the gospel, so surely will your engagement with the gospel bring great blessings to your faith. Indeed, this is why God chose you, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, even as you have called me to faith through the truth of the gospel, continue to strengthen me by that same gospel, that I might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.